How dare these insolent beasts have eyes of hunger and plead for my sanctity? Such lowly creatures that cringe and cower in my presence, instinctively as worthless pieces of humanity, stenching the air with the sweet smell of sweat. Then they have the audaciousness to smile back from the torturer's rack. Indolent sloth, they are resistant to ridicule and temptation, and be mere dust off the rhino's back, begging and braying for bakshi. They should be berated and beaten, left to the gutter, the only refuge worthy of such society clatter. 'Tis they that have castigated and cursed themselves into the mendicant caste. Why should I waste my time and money with some rescue packages? I just hold my nose, I close my eyes and walk past. Yeah, what a burdensome beast they become. I can't do anything with them. I mean, at least with sheep and chattel and cattle. They have a use. With this, we can't even boil them down for a feast. It's outrageous that this creature craves charitable favour. Fear be the flavour of the fodder on which this animal should be fed. There was a time I kept mine at the bottom of the garden, worked it from sunrise to sundown, and gave it a day off when it was dead. You mark my words, you'll rue the day. Let your children and chattel of empire be silver spooned, and the empire will be doomed.